Good afternoon and welcome to today's version of the market close video. The Aussie market today spent the entire session in positive territory. It was up by as much as 0.6% in early trade, but finished on a more modest note with a gain of around a third of 1%. Now, looking at the market's performance through an attribution lens, sector-wise, we saw that most sectors gained ground. In fact, the financial sector did most of the heavy lifting after rising by 1.7%. It was helped by the big four banks climbing now for the fourth straight day. But the market did come under a bit of pressure after major miners like BHP Group, Rio Tinto, and Fortescue Metals took a bit of a hit after the iron ore price declined overnight. And we did see this translate to a 1.4% loss for the broader materials sector. But moving on to some of the companies that released announcements today, and we'll kick off with Bendigo and Adelaide Bank. It was the best performer today. It rose by around 7% after releasing a trading update earlier this morning. It basically announced that in the 5 months of this current financial year, it's noticed that its cash profits have increased by 22%, and it also noted an improvement in its cash return on equity. But bank also provided some guidance for the fiscal year ahead, and some of the things that it mentioned is that it expects its net interest margin to continue to benefit off the back of some tailwinds that it's noticed in the current financial year. And on an equal note, it also forecasts higher operating expenses. Now, interestingly, the bank has provided guidance for where it believes the terminal cash rate sits for the current financial year. It expects the official cash rate to sit around the 3.5% to 4% range, and that compares to where the cash rate currently sits at 3.1%. But moving on, the Star Entertainment Group, it came under a bit of pressure today after it announced that the securities regulator, ASIC, launched legal proceedings over its current and former directors. The stock fell modestly today by around 0.4%, but it's down over this year by around 30%. Healthcare giant CSL announced that its chief operating officer will replace the current CEO following the CEO's retirement next year. Basically said that the current CEO will take on an advisory position to the company till around September next year. He's been on the board for around 10 years now. The company fell modestly off the back of that announcement earlier this morning. But outside the 200, Tyro Payments was the big mover today. Yesterday, it was the worst performer on the All Ords, but today it's the best. Now, this comes after there were more jitters around merger and acquisition activity for the digital payments company, as well as a potential takeover offer, but there wasn't any formal announcement released by Tyro Payments today. But on the economic front, investors will have two things front in mind today. The first is an inflation update released in the United States later tonight. And the second is a speech delivered by Reserve Bank Governor Phil Lowe early tomorrow morning. Any surprises on those two fronts could dictate how our market kickstarts trade come tomorrow morning. The Aussie dollar, it's currently sitting around 67.5 US cents. But on that note, have a good night and enjoy your evening.